Our dear friends, today we begin the Advent season. Bob is not here. He would join, if possible, at the end of the Mass, because we just want to communicate something important. There is a pastoral letter of Terence Patrick Drainey, Bishop of Middlesbrough, to be read today. Actually, this year, we begin Advent in good company. Throughout this season, and indeed the whole of this liturgical year, we will be guided by and fed by Saint Matthew's Gospel. Also, the prophet Isaiah walks with us through this four period of preparation for Christmas. Today, the first Sunday, we are invited to take part in the journey. Come, let's go up to the mountain of the Lord, that He may teach us His ways, so that we may walk in His paths. But quickly, warning, there is a warning in the Gospel, lest we become complacent, stay awake, because you do not know the day when your Master is coming. And the next week, Isaiah himself will encourage us by giving us a glimpse of this new world which is to be established. They do not hurt, no harm, for the country is filled with the knowledge of the Lord. But again, we are advised through the voice of the Baptist to prepare a way for the Lord, make His paths straight. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with the fire. The same theme of the marvelous qualities of this new kingdom are once more proclaimed on the third Sunday. Let the wilderness and the dry land exult. Let the wasteland rejoice and bloom. The blind see again and the lame walk. Lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear and the dead are raised to life. And the good news is proclaimed to the poor, and happy is the man who does not lose faith in me. As the fourth Sunday arrives, we are presented with yet another very important message from Isaiah. The maiden is with a child and will soon give birth to a son whom she will call Emmanuel, a name which means God with us. She will give birth to a son, and you must name him Jesus, because he is the one who is to save his people from their sins. While it is neither hardly possible nor right that we should remove ourselves from all the external and more peripheral preparations for Christmas during our Advent journey, at the same time, it would be so sad if we forgot that through the incarnation of our God comes to us as Emmanuel, God with us, and Jesus, the one who is to save us from our sins. No matter where we journey, from now on, our God is with us. There is no depth so deep, no height so above and beyond, no dark night so smothering and fearful, no situation so complicated and disturbing that our God is not with us. That's what incarnation means. God is with us always, no matter where, no matter what. All we have to do is stretch out our hands, and He is already holding us. He is Jesus, the one who saves us from our sins, no matter how terrible we or others might consider them. All we have to do is to look towards Him, and we will see Him already looking deeply into our lives, longing for us to return, to start again, to come home. This is a message of the Advent. This is a message of Christmas. This is the good news of the Gospel. Like Isaiah, Matthew, John, the Baptist, and Mary, we must proclaim it loud and strong, not only with our voices, but with our lives also. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Jesus Emmanuel. Yours in blessed hope, Bishop of Middlesbrough. We just keep the spirit of the pastoral letter of Bishop Terence. The Emmanuel, God is with us, whatever, wherever we are.